At the risk of stating the obvious again, 18-wheelers are very big. Very, very big. And sometimes we lose sight of exactly how big they are. Unloaded 18-wheeler is 16 tons or 32,000 pounds, whereas a loaded 18-wheeler is 80,000 pounds. So to give that a little bit more context, an M4 Sherman tank only weighs 30 tons, smaller than a fully loaded 18-wheeler. I flew down here on Southwest just a little while ago on a Boeing 737, which is also smaller than a fully loaded 18-wheeler. And that's why, certainly from a plaintiff's perspective, when you step into the courtroom to try one of these cases, when you begin voir dire, you're beginning at a bit of an advantage. Because we have all been on the road with large commercial vehicles. We have all been next to large commercial vehicles, and most drivers, and I would venture to guess most of the people on your voir dire panel are kind of inherently scared of 18-wheelers. So that's a benefit from the plaintiff's perspective just because of this size. And size absolutely matters in truck wreck cases. We've got, particularly here in Austin, we've got smart cars on the road, which only weigh 1,800 pounds. And you can see from the picture on the left the sort of results that can happen when vehicles of that size are involved with vehicles that are larger than Sherman tanks and larger than Boeing 737s. So size matters. As Leslie stole my thunder, a truck wreck is not just a large car wreck. And it bears repeating because these cases inflict a lot of damage, a lot of fatalities, and a lot of injuries. And as a result, they can be very valuable cases. But if you treat this just like a normal car, here's another reason before I get ahead of myself. The reason why size matters is 4,251 people die every year in motor vehicle accidents with large commercial trucks. Okay?